Let's go to our fright line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, George. Nice to speak with you.
You too.
When my daughter and I moved into our condo many years ago, she was about 8 or 9 years old, and she used to complain that at night there was something that kept waking her up. And she complained about this, and I believed that there was something, but I didn't really know quite what it was. I questioned her about it at some length, and she told me that she could see a small thing, but it had a childlike atmosphere about it. She said it was, she described it as a small Bigfoot. And when I tried to see it, to me, all I could see was like a, something that looked like a cousin It, you know, from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
Real small and hairy. And
but you did see it.
I more like felt it than saw it. I knew she wasn't making it up. And she kept complaining all the time. It wakes me up at night. It wants to play with me. And
does she get up and play with it?
No, she doesn't. She was annoyed at it because it kept bothering her. And one day when she was at school in the afternoon, and I was lying on my bed and I wasn't asleep, I heard something running up the stairs. And at first I thought it was her coming from home from school because it sounded like it had little tennis shoes on.
Right.
It came up the stairs and I stayed real still and I felt something come in the room and it looked at me, and it laid down on the bed and just stared at me. I could feel this. And I thought, oh, my God, it's true. And when she came home, I told her about this, and we burned sage all over the house to get rid of it. And that did get rid of it. But every time then, after we would talk about it, like maybe a couple months later, it would come back and start bothering her again, and we had to do the same thing again.
What do you think this thing was?
I don't know. I have a feeling it came from the backyard because there were a lot of plants. It was some kind of...
You think it was like an animal?
It wasn't really an animal spirit. It was different than anything that I'd ever known, and she really couldn't tell what it was either. She kept saying it was a
Tell her to make
but,
draw a picture of the thing.
Yeah. I kept thinking it was a cousin It, but she thought it was a Bigfoot.
All right, I'd like to see a picture of one of these things. Thanks. And let's take another quick call before we take the break and come back for more. Hi there.
Hello, this is Michelle from Chicago.
Hello, Michelle.
Listening to WLS.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. When I grew up in a Polish family, and I was an only child and a daughter, and everybody kept giving me dolls because I'm a little girl. But my grandmother always told me that at night I had to wrap the dolls up in either a towel or a sheet, and I had to put them in my drawer because at night they would come out and strangle me.
Oh, my God.
So somebody decided to give me a 3-foot doll. And at night, I would put it in my closet. And I didn't have a door on my closet. I had a curtain that hung
okay.
in my closet. And it was a walk-in closet. And the doll was propped up in there. And I remember laying at night with the nightlight on, staring at that curtain, waiting for the little arm to come out.
You were ready every night. How could
oh,
you
yes.
sleep that way?
Oh, God. Oh, I'll put it this way. Every doll I ever had, I destroyed.
My, you petrified of dolls.
Not petrified. I was going to get them before they got me.
Yeah, I guess that's the way I am with clowns.
I hate clowns, too.
Yeah. Somebody must have scared the heck out of me when I was a kid with a clown. Something must have happened to me.
Well, you don't need to be scared as a child. As an adult, they're scary enough.
Yeah. You know what? Also, that Stephen King It, that movie, remember that?
Oh, yes. That's
ugly,
very scary.
Horrible-looking clown.